What's up, guys? Welcome to Ringside Geeks. After a long two-week hiatus, we are back. My name is Dave. Joining me, as always, is Tom.
How about it, guys?
Also joining us is the keyboard warrior, the keyboard champion, the hardcore keyboard assault machine, John.
Champ is here.
And our very own goat, the alpha to the three of our omegas, it's Monroe.
Rotad.
That is too heelish. That's not even right. They don't even deserve to be in there. You know it.
So salty.
You know it. But we're not here to talk about crappy college football politics. We're here to talk about wrestling and all that good stuff. So let's open the show with a question. A question I posed to the entire round table of college football playoff voters. Let's see, which one should I choose? Ah, this one. I like this one. All right. If you were building a wrestling promotion, Ringside Geeks Wrestling International, if you were building a wrestling promotion and the entire industry was a free agent, everybody is at your disposal, who do you start your company with? Who would be your number one pick for your company? And, you know, this is current talent, not retired or deceased, current and living, working talent. I will start with Tom.
I would say The Miz. Because I still say The Miz is the best in-ring, on-the-mic, total package guy in the business.
All right. Monroe?
You can't just bring something up like that. Not give me any time to think.
I'll break it up. Do you want to do number one male, number one female? Is that better?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay. For male, I'm going to go AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. That's it. We don't have to do females.
Okay. All right. John?
I'm going to go with Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega. Does anyone aside from Tom, since he already did, want to explain? Or do you think your answer is enough explanation?
I'm going with Kenny Omega because I want somebody, if I was starting a company, I'd want somebody who I would get some mileage out of, as in have some years. I think The Miz, I'm not sure how many more years he's going to have. I'd want somebody who is a standout professional wrestler. I like athletic professional wrestling. I think Kenny Omega checks that box and is a decent promo. He's not the best, but I think that he definitely has room to grow there. So I think as far as he's also a draw. I think people right now, Kenny Omega's very hot. I think people would pay to see him. So if we're talking about starting a company right now, it would be Kenny Omega for me.
Okay.
Very smart.
Sans Bullet Club BS, because I would not want to become that.
Gotcha. So he would be on his own. He doesn't bring the elite with him.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you want to explain yours at all, Monroe, or the name?
Well, I didn't even take the age thing into consideration, but sure, yeah, it's self-explanatory with AJ Styles.
Okay. All right.
He's a man. How about you, Dave?
Adam Cole.
Interesting. Why?
The age thing. I think he's the total package, and I think if allowed, he could own the wrestling world. I do think he's got some ring work to do, but I think it's all there to be done for him. Like, he has the tools to make it happen, and I think he's good on the microphone. I think he's, you know, all around a good package, and he just has to show, and he will, I have a feeling. At least in NXT. I don't know about after
that. I agree.
I don't entirely disagree with that myself.
That's I agree.
It's a good choice. He'd be on my list of people I'd want him in my company for sure.
He'd be on my list too. I'd want him.
Granted, you know.
Ha!
Interesting.
He's so hot.
Granted, you know, obvious choices are AJ and Kenny and even Miz, right? Or, you know, even Jericho. That would be one I might take first too. You got to start somewhere. Why not start with one of the best? Even if you only get him for a year, 6 months, whatever.
Absolutely.
A match.
Yeah. A match. Hey, no. Some companies don't even have their champion on TV for months. So, I mean, you can they can just show up for like a day. That's fine, right?
They do that?
I don't
really?
I don't think our promotion would ever do that.
It might. Who knows?
I did watch that What Culture Pro Wrestling Has Turned Into Defiant Wrestling, and I watched their big roster announcement thing with Stu Bennett and Austin Aries. So that was cool. It's good to see Austin Aries has a 6-month contract with those guys. And it looks like he's jumping right into a program with the Villain.
Yep, the champion. And they got a nice, pretty new title belt, too.
Yeah, that it was interesting. It was funny watching Stu Bennett try to get it out of the little the sleeve or whatever. He was struggling hard.
That whole
beginning was a struggle. He was like waiting for a microphone when he got it out to the ring. It's like, come on, this is your big thing. Like, you just switched over to Defiant. Let's get it together. And then, but that's all right. There's always going to be those hangups, but it ended up being pretty good. The audio was not great on that YouTube stream. Like, it was hard to hear those guys talking in the microphones. And then switching to the commentators who are crystal clear and loud as hell. But it was cool to see Aries has a place in Defiant for 6 months, and he's going to be all over the place, I'm sure. He just did his hardcore House of Hardcore show in Waukesha, which saw the retirement of the late, or not late, the great Candice Michelle wrestle her last match.
I laughed my ass off when I saw that. But I was really?
That's all right. She's from Wisconsin, so I think that was really the only reason that happened.
She's been wrestling this whole time, though?
No. No. According to the thing, it said it was like her first match since leaving WWE. I thought I read.
We all kind of assumed that she already had her last match.
Well, yeah. The way she told it.
I actually thought she did.
The way she told it, she got hurt real bad, and they told her she was done, and that was it. You know?
She had like a neck or back injury, something like that.
And she finished that match, too, which is, you know, I mean, whatever. It's a Candice Michelle match. You might not have even been able to tell, but... that's not mean. That's mean, but
do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Yeah, whatever. She did. She made it. I'm never gonna be the WWE. So hey,
that's right.
Good on you.
She looks great. Kudos.
Great.
She always looks great.
Great. I don't know. She served her purpose for that era as Vince's slave or whatever it was. I wasn't watching at the time. So yeah, Defiant Wrestling, Austin Aries, congratulations, good stuff. John, what do you got? Anything to talk about from New Japan or any of the other stuff?
Yeah, sure. So right now, New Japan is doing their World Tag League, which is kind of like the bridge, as we've discussed before, to Wrestle Kingdom. Right now, there is a 3-way tie in the A block for first place, or to win the block, I guess there really is no places, and a 6-way tie in the B block. I'd be willing to bet that we're probably going to see a Sonata, Evil, and KES final, but that's just a prediction. The A block finals are tomorrow morning, and the B block finals are going to be Saturday morning, I believe. And then you have the final of the entire tournament on Monday. If you are looking for shows to watch, the Saturday show and the Monday show is going to be pretty good. And actually, the Monday show is kind of interesting because Katsuyori Shibata is going to be there on Monday, but it's likely just for an autograph signing, although you don't know. So I'll definitely be watching that one live. And I think we're going to see KES win the World Tag League. Some other New Japan notes, Hiroshi Tanahashi is injured and is going to miss the last 3 World Tag League shows. It's a right knee injury. But he's going to be okay for Wrestle Kingdom. So they're going to keep him off these shows as a precautionary measure. And then, AXS TV is up from 44 million homes to up over 50 million now, which is a really good sign for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And their ratings are actually up double-digit percentage points this year. So... tremendous growth over there, especially when it comes to the television market, and they are really pushing this Wrestle Kingdom 12 marathon that they're going to be doing hard. They're going to be doing something like 6 straight hours of New Japan Pro Wrestling on AXS, culminating with Omega versus Jericho. So good stuff for New Japan. They're definitely getting their name out there, or at least expanding overseas. And this weekend, there's also two pretty solid Evolve cards. Both feature an appearance from one of my up-and-coming favorites, Walter. Friday is Evolve 96, which features Keith Lee versus Walter and Fred Yehi versus Matt Riddle. Should be an awesome match.
His name is just straight-up Walter?
His name is straight-up Walter.
All right.
He's great. He's really awesome. Great. Awesome.
Yes. Yes, big guy.
Yes.
He's awesome. And then Saturday is Evolve 97, which is Matt Riddle versus Walter. Both of those cards are pretty solid. I think Austin Theory is facing, I want to say, Fred Yehi for the FIP World Championship on Saturday. So that's a match. Dave, I know you might want to check that one out. Some good independent wrestling this weekend. And that'll be it. We'll come back next week and discuss the finals of the World Tag League, and we should also have the final Wrestle Kingdom card. So,
also, I want to say, and I don't know if I said on the last one or not, it's been 2 weeks. I don't know when this happened. But congratulations to Io Shirai. She did win the Wonder of Stardom Championship from Yoko Beato, and Yoko Beato also retired. So sad to see her go. She was such a good wrestler, great talent. I think this is like her second retirement. It's so weird over there. But yeah, that I have yet to watch that match, but I will. But again, congrats to Io Shirai on her new title. Yay, Io.
Cool.
That's it.
There you go. All right. what's the countdown to Wrestle Kingdom?
Oh, dude, I am not sure, to be honest with you.
About a month?
Yeah, January 4th, so
yeah,
it's a little less than a month, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I wasn't sure. I thought that you were that excited. That's why I ask.
I don't have a countdown going on my phone. All I'm right. very excited. Yeah. I'm probably going to be more excited once this tag league is over, because this is just, we kind of been drudging along. But I do appreciate the fact that they give a lot of their main talent a break right here. I think that it kind of, I mean, I don't know. I was talking to Monroe about this. I feel like if WWE were to give their talent a little bit of a break where they weren't wrestling at such a high level so often, they maybe would have less injuries or fewer injuries. So I don't know. I think it's great that New Japan kind of gives everything a break and then comes back big with their biggest show of the year. So.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Real quick, just to promote ourself. Promotion type stuff. A Ringside Mini episode will be released Friday, today, when this episode comes out, with an interview with cosplayer Super Casey, and it was super fun to talk to her. She's a big wrestling fan, mm-hmm. a newer wrestling fan, and so you'll get a chance to listen to that. She's got a cool charity she's working with her cosplay partner friend that is going to a good cause, so be sure to listen to that and help out where you can, especially this time of year. People needed help, so...
Yep.
That's what it's yep. all about, giving. That's the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit. Okay, yep. So.
Sure.
Or not, I guess. I don't know. all right. So I'm going to let Monroe talk about this. The WWE is out of the country right now, and something historic and I think incredible happened today. I will let you speak on it.
Oh, boy. I was not prepared. Help me pronounce it. The United States Arab
Emirates.
What is it? Emirates. There we go. That's where they are, Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were not allowed to even have women on the card when they went there. This year, they had Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss, which is a really big deal because it's the first time that they've had a women's match. I want to say WWE. I don't know about anywhere else, but mm-hmm. we're speaking just WWE right now. First time they've had a women's match, they were allowed to in that place. And that's a really, really big deal. Because of the laws there, they were restricted from having women wrestling. But that changed. But they still had to cover up. Because as you know what Sasha wears to the ring. And you know what Alexa wears to the ring. And it's pretty revealing for the most part. You know, right. There's not very much there.
Lots of skin.
Lots of skin showing. But that's against the law. In Abu Dhabi, so they had to cover up everything but their hands and actually their face and head, which is different from what they would normally do there, because they also used to have women cover up face and head. So there's some progress there that I think that needs to be that people need to realize, you know, that there's progress there. People are complaining about, oh my gosh, I can't even show a belly button. What is that going to do? But you have to understand how different it is from here and there. Right. And the fact that they were allowed to even wrestle and the fact that they were allowed to not even have to cover their faces is a big step up, a big deal over there.
Huge.
They got great reactions even before either of them came out. When the women's match was announced, and I'm not sure if they main evented or not, they may have, but I'm not sure. But the crowd had an amazing reaction to those girls, to each one as they both came out. And this part actually gave me chills. During the match, the crowd started to chant, well, not only biscuit butt at Alexa, but they also chanted, "This is hope," during the women's match, which means that they want change. They are excited about seeing wrestling, and they're excited about seeing women wrestling. And it's two people that they enjoy, obviously. And they were chanting, "This is hope," which is a great thing because they feel like, you know, this is a start when it comes to women wrestling. And that's an amazing thing. That's a beautiful thing. I didn't read much about how the match went. I know they both kind of gave an interview. Alexa gave one in character. Sasha was bawling her eyes out as usual. But it's understandable to be emotional over something like that. So they did make history in being the first women to wrestle in Abu Dhabi. And that's a really, really big deal.
I don't think that This Is Hope was just for the wrestling. I think there was just this is hope for this is women saying, "Hey, look at us." And I know the rules. I know I did all that. I know that. But yes, Sasha and Alexa did a great thing tonight. Beautiful. But I mean, the crowd, they understood the statement, and I think they accentuated the statement saying, "This is hope. This is hope that the world can change. Maybe not just them, but everything can change."
And yeah, and that's what I meant when I said that this is a step in the right direction, not just for wrestling.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, not just for wrestling, but for, you know, as far as their restrictions and their laws and their regulations, maybe there will be a change. And this is one step forward for that.
When I saw the pictures of Sasha dressed up like a Power Ranger,
and yeah,
I was like, wow, okay. And then I was like, oh, I get it now. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like MVP. Yeah. She kind of looked like MVP.
Ballin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like, okay. Better, I understand now.
Better than MVP. I hated that MVP look. That was awful.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do, though, right? Yeah, I totally do. Yeah. That MVP thing was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a really big deal that they did that. That's huge. So
yeah, it's a huge statement. Very proud of those girls. That's something I kind of hope they got on camera, because I would love to see that. I'd love to hear that. I'd love to kind of be there in that moment.
I'm willing to bet it'll end up on the YouTube channel sooner than later.
It should.
Yeah.
I've seen some clips of it on Twitter. That's how I know about the reactions.
Well, that's how I saw it. It was on Twitter when Triple H tweeted it out. So
yeah.
Triple H being the man running the company. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's nice when these moments transcend just the sport or the entertainment itself and becomes a bigger deal than it, you know, than it needs to be. It's wrestling. It's a goofy little thing, and here they are breaking down walls. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're reminded of, you know, why you like this thing we call wrestling in the first place. So.
The impact that it can really have, you know. Sometimes we take pro wrestling too lightly, and, you know, there's a lot of people who see this stuff and it means more to them, you know.
That's true.
My wife, I've sat here and watched it. My wife made comments, and she's like, you know what? It's amazing the way they support different things, you know, the veterans and the cancer research and various things. And it's awesome that somebody who doesn't watch, being my wife, can say, you know, they do good things.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
And even if it's not just, because some people look at stuff like that and be like, oh, publicity stuff.
Right.
But even when it's not something planned like that, just for being in the audience and having one of these wrestlers come up to you, mm-hmm. give you something of theirs, a hug from Bailey, whatever, you know, people have no idea. They do not realize how much that can affect a person, especially a kid.
And
that is such a big deal.
Right. And now the reach that you get with Twitter, the interaction that can be had there, like a parent shows puts up a video of their like 3 or 4 year old kid who every time AJ Styles' entrance music comes out, she runs up to the TV and does the entrance. She's like a little kid. And she tweeted that to AJ and he retweeted it because it's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And the impact.
We all did that when we were young. You right. Know? Just imagine if we had those people then do Ric Flair retweeting.
What do you mean? I still do.
I do the Finn Balor. I do the Finn Balor entrance every time.
Yeah.
I stand up and do the Finn Balor entrance.
I walk into the room. My roll up door comes up and I bust the AJ's thing. Ah, let's go.
Every time you just did one right now, didn't you?
Yeah. Don't
lie about it. I did.
Every time my hoodie's up, man, I'm AJ.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that, man. Everywhere I go, I don't care.
No, awesome. I 100%. If I got my, even if I'm not wearing my Finn Balor shirt, I'll be sitting at my desk and be like, I need to do a Finn Balor pop.
Throw your arms up real quick.
Yep. Tap the knees and go up.
There you go, man.
I do it one hand in the car so I keep one on the steering wheel, but it still counts.
One
so.
Out the window, yeah.
Yeah. Wait,
we'll be safe. Be safe, though.
But that guy is clearly not over.
Clearly, he's not.
My favorite tweet was his from this week, earlier last week, actually. He tweeted out, December 2nd, Salt Lake City. December 3rd, Anaheim. December 4th, L.A. December 7th and 8th, Abu Dhabi. December 9th, New Delhi. And then December 11th, Cleveland. Like, who has that schedule, you know? Like, I'm in L.A., I go to Abu Dhabi and New Delhi, then I come back to go to Cleveland, Ohio. Like... Oh, it's just nonchalant the way he did it. It's awesome. And his Twitter is just, since the quote-unquote rumor about him not being over, Vince McMahon saying that, his stuff has been great.
Yeah, and for the record, that's bullshit. He's going to get a title match at Royal Rumble.
Right.
When's the last time they've planned a title match that long? I'm sure he's going to get that match. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I think people are just jumping the gun, you know.
And, these leaked reports could be ways to, you know, subterfuge to get you lead you off the track and try to still surprise you because we're in a world where surprises just don't happen anymore.
And plus it helps these websites out. They get hit.
Yeah. Yeah. You are correct, sir.
When Dave said around. Subterfuge.
What about it? You cut out.
That was the line. Subterfuge.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about... all right, let's jump into the news of Hideo Itami joining the 205 Live roster and presumably getting a little bit of a push in that realm. It sounds like he's going to be the main face of 205 Live, if reports are to be believed. And I am personally okay with that. He got the short end of the stick when he got injured in NXT when he was on his way up the chain. He got hurt again, and then they turned him heel, and that was fun too. And now to see him kick or knee Enzo Amore's face off would be fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I think I read the reports as Enzo and Hideo are going to share the spotlight, so we'll see how that goes. But right. As far as you know, him being a face of 205 Live, it's cool. I mean, I just hope that they don't water his style down and let him really do what he's capable of because he's a fantastic professional wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone else? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, let me tell you something. Enzo has really brought... Nobody cared about 205. Nobody cared about the Cruiserweight division. Really. Enzo really has done what we said he was going to do.
Yeah, but I don't care anymore, Tom.
I still do.
I don't.
I do.
I feel bad now for Nia Jax.
yeah, that was bad. I mean, that we didn't even talk about that, by the way. But, you know, Hideo coming in, that's beautiful. I think it's going to be a great thing.
Yeah.
I stopped caring for 205 Live when Enzo got there, so it was the opposite effect on me.
And that's to be expected for a lot of people. I don't criticize the move so much just because I understand what they were attempting to do.
Right.
I get it. But at this point, it's time for that segue to something different. And if it's in the form of Hideo Itami being the foil to Enzo, I'm all for it. Because I like Hideo Itami a lot. And there's plenty of room for him on the roster to shine. And hopefully, like John said, they let him do his style.
You need a hero. You need a hero to go after the villain.
Right.
Sure, I'd love to see Hideo Itami be used in a capacity where he can, like, usher in a new era of 205 Live, where it's, like, you know, more athletic wrestling style, stuff like that. But we'll see.
Yeah, pave the way.
There's always the opportunity there.
Pave the way.
They've been doing a lot of stuff like that. Just you haven't been paying attention.
I have been.
Well, have they been doing a lot of stuff like that for the title, though, or has it been buried in six-man tag team matches?
It's been in the other matches,
I'd love to see that be for the championship. That fatal four-way. Love for them to get the belt off and let, like, Cedric Alexander. He's so good, he shouldn't be in these tag matches. This guy should be.
That's my guy.
The fatal four-way on Raw this past week to decide, you know, who's going to face off with...
Heard it was great.
It was real good. That was a great match.
Let them go a little bit.
Yeah, it was, I think, a two-segment match, and they got to do whatever they wanted. It seemed like they were all over the place in that match, and that was a lot of fun to watch, especially when, you know, the heels would go after the heels and the faces had to fight the faces. It was some cool moments, and hopefully we're ushering in a better time for the 205 Live. It seems like they're taking it more seriously. They're doing 205 Live shows. They're scheduling 205 Live, you know, events. So, and they're going to include some of these NXT guys and the UK guys for that. And, you know, that's a move in the right direction, I think. I don't know if they necessarily need a whole live show for themselves, but if you're going to do something like that, then you can really start to create a new atmosphere for these guys where, you know, you're going to get these amazing things. Now, they're live events, and you can do more at live events.
Yeah, sure.
So I think it's a good step in the right direction. Whether it maintains that direction, we got to wait and see. Do we want to talk about the Nia Jax Enzo thing more than I've already talked about it, or is that enough?
That's enough for me.
Okay.
That's really not cool, in my opinion. I don't know.
Let's talk about the vacuum that is the tag team division on Raw. It seems repeatedly the only tag team match of any consequence that we get is the Bar versus the Shield.
Yeah, they only have two tag teams on Raw, apparently.
Like, what happened here? Like, the tag team divisions were stacked at one point, start of the year, WrestleMania time. Both rosters had really good tag teams, and now what happened? Like, Raw is just, it's all about the Shield and the Bar. And it sounds like Sheamus might be on his way to retirement based on an injury, the same injury that put out Edge and Daniel Bryan.
I think injuries have played a big role in this altogether. Talk about, I don't know, I think it was Dash Wilder going down with an injury, and
Jeff
going. So, you know, they've gotten, but they've also done it to themselves because there was no need to break up American Alpha. You know, I thought Enzo and Cass were actually fine together. You know, I see some people didn't like that, but you had the Vault Villains. There were a lot of teams that instead of doing something with them, they just kind of let them, you know, fall by the wayside. I mean, you still got the Ascension over on SmackDown, but some of these NXT teams, I feel like it's something about NXT and going to the main roster. They're just, it's such a rough transition these days. I don't know what it is.
It's weird.
It's that's the agents, you know, it's these guys that are, the only difference is the agents. In my opinion, I mean, the audience is different, sure, but you have to start somewhere with an audience in NXT, and you got to start, if you have to start over again, why can't you? You can do the same thing.
Like, absolutely.
It's just,
if anything, you have a blueprint as to how to do it. Right. For NXT. Right. These teams got over.
Right.
You
know? Exactly. Enzo and Cass translated. That worked. They were big when they started on the roster. The Revival were big from moment one since the call up. American Alpha seemed to be doing well when they had time. So it's just like, and then you look at single stars that are seemingly failing, like Ty Dillinger, and I'm going to put Bayley in there because, again, Bayley was tailor-made for you to be a huge star, as like the face of your company, the female John Cena, as everybody wants to call her. And, I mean, while, you know, other people want other people to be the face of the company, she was designed pretty much to be that female John Cena. And they've ruined that. Now, granted, yes, she's still over and she still has tons of fans and kids love her, but they've mishandled her.
Big time.
And then, yeah, you just look at other guy, Bobby Roode, like what's happening there. Like, he's possibly on his way towards United States Championship run. Who knows what's going to happen there? But certain other NXT guys are doing okay. Like Samoa Joe is involved quite often. You look at the Shield guys. Those are NXT guys. Charlotte. I mean, that one's obvious, though. I mean, if you ruin a career like Charlotte's, you shouldn't be in the wrestling business. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll do a year-end, like, look back at this year's call-ups and see how they've done and kind of project where the call-ups go, maybe around WrestleMania time, because that'll be kind of the year mark, I would think.
Well, let me hit on this in the past 2 weeks. Last week, Elias had an incredible match with Roman. Bully Ray hit the Twitter. He hit it, and I thought it was the best thing I've ever read. Roman got over. Roman got made, but Elias got over. And I thought it was the perfect thing I ever read, because Elias had an incredible match. Incredible match with Roman. And we know Roman is the golden boy. And now this week, Elias is sent to the fucking wolves. Sorry, Gus. And he's given to Braun. I did not understand that booking at all. I was lost on everything that they did with that.
Oh, is there a question, or are you just...
He's just making a statement. Okay. I get what he's saying. No, it just it feels like no one in WWE...
It's more of the same.
It feels like no one has any momentum. Right. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Except for Brock and Roman. Of course they have momentum. But nobody else. Of course.
Again, Roman with the Intercontinental title. Why? Why?
I don't know.
Who should have it, Tom?
Anybody in the mid card.
But okay, give me a name.
You know what? Perfectly, Jason Jordan.
Oh, that's probably the second worst person to give it to.
That would piss a lot of people off, but let this kid do it and roll with it. It'll make him.
No. What's wrong with Jason Jordan?
I agree completely. I said he should have gotten a better push. He should have never been Kurt Angle's son. He's a great athlete. I don't know. Right.
Or Elias
or Finn Balor. I mean, there's a lot of guys they could like strap the jetpacks to and let them go, and they're hesitant to do so.
Maybe someone in 205 Live. Where's Apollo Crews? I mean, there's people you can build up for that.
Or, hey, here's the right. Bring Neville back and let him get the Intercontinental title. Oh, please.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Get out of the cruiserweight division.
All right.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I mean, at least we all understand why The Miz was taken out of the... I mean,
we all understand that. He's filming another blockbuster.
Marine 27.
Yeah, blockbuster.
I will watch.
I have watched Dave, one.
Dave, you said that... you said Jason Jordan would be the second worst pick. Who was the first?
Roman.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Who would you pick to have instead of Roman?
Joe, Finn... I'd probably go Elias before I'd go Jordan. I would put it on a guy who maintains not only the crowd status where it's not split, somebody who is either over or completely hated. Not split, because you've added it. It's true. The Miz added integrity to that title. Roman doesn't. And that's why they had to add this whole he's a fighting champion thing, because he's not bringing anything to the title. So now he's going to defend it all the time, like the U.S. Open Challenge, like Cena did, to try to get that title over. We all remember that. And the one time it worked was when Kevin Owens came out. And he should have won it at that point. Anyway.
I think Cena's U.S. Open Challenge thing was actually pretty successful. I mean, you have Neville also, and as well as Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine.
It introduced those guys, yeah. But so far, the Roman Reigns Open Challenge has done nothing for me.
I agree.
You know, you got Jason Jordan whining and complaining and doing his thing. That's the character. I get it. That's what he's supposed to be doing. Trying to get Weasel's way in there, and then Joe, you know, gonna lead to what I would assume is like a three-way between those three for the IC title. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's my prediction. And, you know, that could be a match. That could be a match. Reigns, Joe, and Jordan. Probably not. Yeah. Probably not, but it could be.
That would be a good match, I think.
It's just a cheap way out for the Intercontinental title, which is meant for like a mid-card level, to put it on a guy who is, everybody knows, is
Vince
McMahon's guy.
Okay.
Why is Roman wearing that title
right
now?
Let's stop for a second. We complain because The Miz is the Intercontinental champion and he's not giving time, right? We've complained about that in the past. Now it's on somebody. Excuse me. Now the title is on somebody who is definitely going to get time.
Well, me personally, I didn't complain about Miz getting time because Miz is on Raw every Monday. But he wasn't defending the title. He wasn't in a feud, like a one-on-one feud with anybody for that title.
That's what I meant.
Well, he didn't have that, right? And Roman doesn't have that either because he's doing open challenges.
He doesn't necessarily have a feud, but he is at least defending it, is what I meant.
But like, now you put the title on a guy who is one of the big guys. So it lost on me.
Were you upset when AJ won the United States title?
Partially, I was.
Okay, I'm not arguing. I'm just I hate to say it, but playing devil's advocate.
I don't know how, when you have a 3-hour professional wrestling program, you can't find a way to give a guy who might not necessarily be on a main event level your mid-card title and let them have a singles feud and let them have time.
I think that's where I'm at.
I think you can check both boxes off. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of time on Raw. They should be able to let Elias carry a title and have a program with somebody else. Any number of the guys we've just named can do that. You don't have to have Roman. The reason they put that on Roman is because the main champion's not there 9 out of 10 weeks. And that's the problem. The problem is that your world champion's not on the program.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have to have your draw with the title, which sucks.
Right.
It's Brock is messing everything up.
When I buy the company, guys, like the champion will be on every show, I promise.
That would be good.
No, nobody? Nobody?
All right, Dave, I'm holding you to that.
When I buy the company, you guys are crazy. Anybody's going to pry that away from Vince McMahon's or the McMahon family's hands.
Oh, dead hands.
All right, well, let's talk about what I think a lot of the internet community is talking about, and that is Woken Matt Hardy. and the segment heard round
Stay
the world.
Woke,
do we want to hear the segment? I could probably pull it up real fast.
I'm good. I don't know about y'all.
Good as well.
I'm good.
All right, so this is what they're giving you. They all wanted it. I necessarily didn't want it. But it's here. The broken Matt Hardy in the shape of the woken Matt Hardy. How do we feel?
You couldn't do it with another guy. I mean, Bray is the perfect one to do it with.
Okay.
So when this happened in TNA, I honestly wasn't that big of a fan of it, so I don't know if it's going to do anything for me. But you know, and it's Matt Hardy, so if history is any indication, I don't know how hard they're going to push Matt Hardy in the first place. Like they have tried in the past numerous times, and they just never really follow through with it. So we'll see. And also, if you remember, like the House of Horrors, with stuff like this, sometimes WWE doesn't necessarily hit the nail on the head. But if they allow Matt to, you know, make this his own, I think it could be something. It just depends on if they let him take it, or if they give it to like their writers and let them try to do it. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be as great. They need to get like Vanguard One and Rebby and Maxwell. They need to get them on TV and like make this a big deal. And it could be cool. It could be something.
All right, Monroe.
I didn't care much for it in TNA, and I don't care much for it now. I mean, if people like it, then good. I don't know. I don't really have much to say on it. They really have to, and from what I've read, and I don't know how true it is, they said that Vince is a big fan of Woken Hardy, which I'm not surprised at, actually. It's something weird and out there. That's right up his alley. That's very Attitude Era-ish. So it's possible that he may give Matt more control than excuse me, than other people. So I don't know, we'll see. It's kind of early right now, but if he gets control or gets his own say, then it may be worth watching. I don't know, we'll see.
All right, Tom, anything else to say other than the Bray Wyatt stuff?
Yeah, I have nothing. It's good.
It's good. All right.
I'm woken.
Okay. wow, that was...
I'm over here dying.
all right, so the next pay-per-view is what? Clash of Champions? The
yes.
SmackDown pay-per-view?
Yep.
The card so far looks like this: AJ Styles versus Jinder Mahal for the WWE Championship, Baron Corbin versus Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler for the United States Championship, Charlotte versus Natalya for the women's the Lumberjack match for the women's championship, SmackDown Women's Championship, Usos versus Aiden English and Rusev versus Gable and Benjamin versus the New Day for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura tag team match with Shane McMahon as the special referee. If Owens and Zayn lose, they are fired from WWE, so we know how that's going to go. Yeah, this, I don't know. It feels like a throwaway show. I don't know.
It is a bit of a filler, I think.
Yeah, it's a year ender.
Kind of a shitty card, in my opinion.
Right, it's a year ender. It's, you know, we're just trying to get through Christmas and start the year fresh type of thing.
Kind of just get to the Royal Rumble.
Right, right. Just kind of chugging along.
That should be a couple of SmackDown episodes right there.
Sure.
Imagine the ratings for that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
We don't even need this show. Why have it?
That's right.
Why have it? All about that money.
When is the next NXT show?
January 27th.
Royal Rumble. Yeah.
There you go. That's all I'm waiting for.
Well, we could talk about that card because we know the main event as right now. But that's spoilers.
Well, let me ask you guys a question first.
Is it about SmackDown or are we going to NXT now?
No, it's about SmackDown.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Because we're on the topic. Is AJ Styles retaining his WWE championship?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think he holds it at least till Royal Rumble.
Monroe?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was just curious to get what your guys' thoughts on it.
Do you think so?
Do you think he's losing to Jinder?
No, I don't.
Do you, Monroe?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because as far as I can tell, the Jinder thing was inconsequential when they were the so far in their tour.
I just can't in my brain... I can't understand, like, if they were to give him the title back, what the reasoning would be. There's just no reason for it. It makes no sense.
To go back to Jinder, you mean?
Yeah, so okay. Quickly. I mean, at least the least they could do is have AJ hold it to the Royal Rumble, if not until WrestleMania. So.
Well, who's gonna take it from him then? You don't think it's Jinder?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe he holds it?
Oh, I thought you said... Yeah, okay.
Do you think he holds it for a while?
Yeah, I think he holds it for a while. You know what? Let's do something fun here. Did anybody got a prediction for the Royal Rumble? Who do y'all think is going to win the Royal Rumble match this year?
To win the Rumble? Hey.
give me a prediction from like a couple months out, and let's see if anybody's right.
Boy, write this down.
boy, I got to think about it now. Because it could be either show.
That's right. I'm hearing it's a SmackDown name.
I'll throw it out there. I'll say Shinsuke.
Monroe?
John Cena.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Tom?
Not a good
John
choice.
John Cena.
Not a good choice, but a logical choice, I should say.
Okay.
A WWE choice.
Three John Cenas. Interesting.
Hey, I was right about Almas.
You were right, yeah.
You were, that's right.
The one time I'm ever right, and it worked out.
And now we're getting a hell of a main event for that takeover.
Oh, Josiah's going to be happy. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Just know what's happening. Just on that one.
You know what's going to happen.
You know.
Oh, I know, and I can't wait, dude. Are you kidding me? I smiled just thinking about it. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
oh, God. I can't wait.
You know what's going to happen at the end. Oh, God. We don't want to talk about it.
That's what we're just not talking about, Tom.
Don't talk about it.
I'll just give out it. That's...
Wow, that hurt. That hurt my ear. Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. That I think that whole card's going to be really good. I mean, when do they not? But
amazing.
Take over Philly should be fun.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's end of January. We got a ways to go to get there.
Not that far. Hey, it'll be here before you know it.
Sadly, that's true. I wonder, it's at the Wells Fargo Arena. My bank account is through that bank. I wonder if I can get free tickets.
Oh, you should call and see.
Hey, I can go to this bank. Give me tickets. That'll work.
You remember? Sure.
Yeah, we'll just hand this over to you.
Here you go.
Yeah, right. Right front row.
Sure, David. Here.
We'll sit you right next to Weird Al and his grandma. Yep. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I got nothing. Anything else?
Yeah. How do y'all feel about Ronda Rousey?
I hate it.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Double R.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't like it at all.
Me neither.
I don't like any of the MMA four horsewomen thing. Like, I don't see the point.
Same here. Same here. Build on a singles feud for the title and be done with it. You don't need all this extra stuff. It's just unnecessary. Literally no one wants to see it. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Ugh, whatever. I'm not even
going
to.
They've started the Shayna Baszler, like, vignettes in NXT.
Yeah.
Like, it's any surprise. Spades. Like, it's any surprise. We know who she is. It's like, I don't know. I have no interest. I didn't even like her in UFC. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What is happening over there?
Yeah.
What on earth is going on? Is Tom alive?
He hates Shayna Baszler. That's what
I did. Scared shit on me. The bug.
Wow. Wow. I got nothing. I don't know.
Sorry.
I thought he fell asleep or something.
That thing was huge.
I don't know if he even knows his mic is on.
Oh, wow.
All right. So yeah. No interest in Ronda Rousey. What else can we talk about? Let's see here. I'm distracted by this Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild thing.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
I'd love to. Let's see here.
Well, what did you want to see? Sasha versus Paige?
Yeah. Good stuff. They got a lot of time.
Think Paige still got it?
From what I heard, everybody got a lot of time on Monday. It was like five long matches.
It did seem like there was a lot there. She botched that that power slam off the top rope or in the corner. Looked like it could have been pretty bad, but other than that, she looked all right. She's a little rusty. They might have been able to give her a little more time in NXT or the training center, performance center to work, you know. But yeah, it was an entertaining match. What did you think?
From what I saw, it looked it was a pretty good match. It's not very hard to do when you have somebody in the ring.
Of course.
I just really wish this was just. I wish it was Paige by herself. I do not care for the other people she's with. Her lackeys. I don't care for it at all.
We didn't talk about it, but we're all under the assumption that they're building towards a women's Royal Rumble match, right?
Yeah.
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 And you're not happy about that?
No, because those women suck. Like, if you're going to have a Royal Rumble, then I understand Ruby Riott. I understand Sarah Logan, especially. And I understand Paige, but it's like, these women are just not ready. And it's like, you know,
I disagree. I think they have the talent there. I think the big thing with WWE and doing a Women's Royal Rumble is going to be the execution of it. Because I was hearing they were just going to, like, throw all of these women in a ring with no entrances, no countdown, and just have a battle royal. And, like, yo, that's not a Royal Rumble.
That
a
was
Royal
the
Rumble.
First, actually,
just a battle
that was
royal.
The first Royal Rumble.
That's just a battle royal.
I mean, I want entrances. I want countdowns. I want surprise entrance. You know, like that. Yeah. That's the Royal Rumble. So if they do it that way and they get the presentation right, it could be cool.
Sure.
Otherwise, you know, they should probably stay away from it until they're ready to fully commit to this. You know, I'm just.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't care about hearing Liv Morgan's music and seeing her come down the aisle and fight in a Royal Rumble. I don't care to see Liv Morgan fight ever again. I don't care about seeing a Mandy Rose or a Sonya Deville. These girls are just not ready yet for the main roster. They are very, very green. And it's, you know, for some reason, whenever it's women, and I'm not trying to go there, but it's all okay for some reason when it's women. But when it's men, it's a different story. And I don't understand that. We need to stop saying, oh, well, that's fine. Oh, well, it'll be okay. Or she'll grow. She'll get there. It's okay. Give her time. No. If we don't want to do it for the men, let's not do it for the women either. If they're not ready, they're not ready. If they suck, they suck. If they're green, they're green. That's it. And I feel the same way about the women as I do about the men. If I don't want to see freaking Lara Sullivan take out AJ Styles for a title right now, I don't want to see Liv Morgan beat Charlotte either. That's just it. But
well, they're there now. I mean, that's the direction they're going.
Well, yeah, I know there's nothing I can do about it, John, but it doesn't mean that I have to like it.
That's right. No, absolutely.
Anyway, sorry about that. I didn't want to talk about it.
That's fine.
I'm so annoyed by this. We need to stop accepting things when it comes to women wrestlers. No, we need to expect more. We need to want more. We need to want them to be good, not say, well, it's okay. They'll get better. I enjoy looking at her, whatever. Some people say that, not y'all. I'm not saying that. Anyway.
What about Ruby Riott getting an extra T at the end of her name? I know. Sorry, I had to go there. It wasn't there.
That means she's getting a title push right there.
It wasn't there before.
That's what the T means, title?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
It's just funny because it wasn't there before.
I don't get it. Can anyone explain that?
I don't know.
Then either of you say, oh, yeah, I get it. That's a great idea.
The double T?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Am I missing, like...
Like, I don't even know why it works for the Riot Squad. Like, even if that was just the thing, like, I don't...
Yeah, now it's misspelled. I don't like that.
I do like the name Absolution, though. That's a cool name.
Okay.
It's okay. It's just all right. here we can talk about this. What about Chris Jericho and Naito going back and forth?
Oh boy, I was going to mention that. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Get into it, buddy.
Well, hey, you know, there's one part of me that's like, oh, eye roll, Jericho and Naito. Like so this is assuming that Naito wins the title at Wrestle Kingdom. If I don't want to see a title match between Jericho and Naito, like on a big stage, big title match, big feud. But I guess if it's just like a throwaway, there's this other part of me that's like, man, just to see Chris Jericho and Naito go at it would be pretty damn cool. So, you know, I'd be down with it as long as it's not like, don't try and headline like Dominion or some big show. That's all.
All right. So you think that the whole thing's a work, like the Twitter thing, and it's a double main event deal?
What's that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
You think that the whole thing on Twitter and the argument about it being a double main event, do you think that's a work, or do you think they're actually mad at each other?
No, honestly, dude, Jericho just does stuff like this and I don't know. I have a feeling that, like, why would you do that? That's kind of like shitting on the people who are bringing you in for this one big match, because you know that they're going to put a lot of stock in Naito. They already have, so he wouldn't do that. Chris Jericho is a professional. So in my opinion, that actually could be the main event. There's a show called New Year's Dash, which is the day after Wrestle Kingdom, and they usually have a big main event. It could be the main event for that show. Jericho could have a match that they just haven't announced yet. So I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. That would be pretty cool. I'd be all about it if it was on a small show like that.
Okay. All right, yeah, that just...
I can't really trust anything Jericho says.
No.
Sure.
No,
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you gotta just wait and see, I guess.
Although he won't be at WrestleMania, that's confirmed.
With his band touring at the same day, yeah. Who knows? Maybe he has a teleporter.
Put it past Jericho.
Right?
All right.
All right, I think that's going to do it for our show this week, since Tom's having technical difficulties and he bailed on us. We'll call that a show. social media, if you guys wanted to get in touch with any of us. John, you are on Instagram, right, and Twitter?
Yep, at XJohnNeve.
And Monroe?
I am on Twitter at EFDS_ENT.
And
I have a YouTube page. It is Eye of the Storm Entertainment.
And it's what now?
Eye of the Storm Entertainment.
What would you describe it as?
It's rinky dinky.
No, it's rinky dinky now, not rinky dink.
Not just dink. It's dinky.
There we go.
Yeah.
There's potential on the merchandise front that we may have a shirt eventually. We'll see. We got to get to a certain listener level to make that substantially a thing worth having.
We do have a pretty cool design in the works, though. So, I mean, that is something we could do.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like, you know, print out a couple for us. So.
If and if nothing else, we could give them away to listeners for.
That's right. Do like contests and stuff like that.
And
fun.
iPhone backgrounds or desktop stuff, that kind of thing. We are at Ringside Geeks on all the things, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We took a break from the My Career mode on YouTube because something different is going to be happening very, very soon, and it's going to be very exciting. And, it'll be fun. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people watching, and it'll be a whole deal.
It'll be interactive,
yeah. And you can help us decide or try to predict what happens. It'll be a lot of fun. So stay tuned to that, subscribe on YouTube, and you'll be sure to not miss a single thing. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out the mini episode with Super Casey, the cosplayer extraordinaire. She's super awesome, and she dressed as Hulk Hogan for a convention, full mustache and everything. It's awesome.
Did she?
Yeah. It'll make you not look at Hulk Hogan the same way.
Brother.
It'll make you question some of your things if you're a straight man.
Brother.
No, I'm just joking. She saw it. She's awesome. And she's working on an Ultimate Warrior one right now. So, it's pretty funny. And she's a huge Finn Balor fan, not just of his work in the ring, but also his work in the gym with the abs and all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you there, girl.
Right. Right. I wonder if I should have asked her what she thinks about Tony Nese and his 11 teen abs.
he's the best.
All right. We will see you next week. We'll be back weekly now. We might, no, Christmas falls on a Sunday, so we should be good for the Christmas week unless people have travel plans. So you got us for the rest of the year, at least every Friday. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Tom.